We are on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. The last third of the Amud, a little bit before the Gimel of the Ein Mishpat, the line before. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Tube Tzaveshet Shenitol Kuloi Milechi Kashi. We'll learn the Gemara first, the way Rashi was Geiris, and then we'll learn over again, before we see Taisvis, we'll learn the Gemara the way Taisvis was Geiris, and that's the Gilsis Habach. So let us again start. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Tubit Aveshet Shenitol Kuloi Milechi Kosher. The Tubit Aveshet, we had learned on that from Mem Gimel Amud Beis. This is the Chalek of the Veshet that's attached to the Lechi, to the Psach HaLechi, the Bosel there by the Lechi, and this is the food goes down to the Tubit Aveshet into the Veshet. Now, Shmuel said, Tubit Aveshet Shenitol Kuloi Milechi. So Pashtis, it means it was separated from the Lechi, was completely taken off the Lechi. Kosher. V'tane Tune. And now, our Tane, we have a raya to this. Our Tane said this aloche. It says, Nitol Lechi HaTachtein Kosher. If the Lechi HaTachtein, now the Veshet, And the Rosh HaVeshet is the Tubas HaVeshet, and that's attached to the Lechi. And it says, Nito Lechi HaTachtin Kosher, the Lechi was completely removed. So it comes out that the Tubas HaVeshet is not attached at all to the Lechi. It's not attached anymore to the Lechi. So it's kosher. So that's Mamish, what Shmuel said. We learned if you take away the lechi, it's kosher. So within, if you slap away the tubet aveshet, it's kosher. They're not attached. Maskif lora pope voika ikur simonim. That means if you're telling me that it's kosher, it comes out that the simonim are neka. And we'll see that there's a psuk, a machlekes, we'll see Rashi and the Bahag. If the simonim are nekar, so it's either treif or you can make a maisa shchita. So how could you say that tubet haveshet shenitol kuloi milechi is kosher? The simonim, that means the veshet was nekar. You took it away, you took it from the roish haveshet, which is the tubet haveshet. How could it be kosher? So Rapope has a kasha on Shmuel. Like the Gemara, Ula Rapope, kasha masnisen. Good, you have a kasha, but I mean, there's a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nito lechi atachtein kosher. So we see clearly it is kosher. I mean, they're completely separated. So the Gemara says, Bishloime masnisen l'rapope loy kasha. The Mishnah is not shver. Hodi i'akir i'akuri, hodi egum igumi, mi lave simoni. So the Gemara answers as follows. There's basar, the tubit aveshet is attached to basar, there's basar surrounding the jawbone, the lechi atachtei, there's basar. That, what the Mishnah says, nitol lechi atachtein is kosher, means that the chelik habosor is still attached to the tubet aveshet. The bone was separated. The bone was cut away, but the bosor of the bottom jaw is still there. The bosor is there, and the veshet is attached to the bosor. So the vial, the simon, you don't have the bone to support it. The bone, the lechi was taken away. That is true. The lechi was taken, the bone was taken away, but the psar, the Psach HaLechi is still there. The Bosor that the Simonim are attached to are still there. So Memele, so therefore, this is kosher. But Shmuel said that the Tumet Salvation is completely detached. How could that be? So it comes out this Iker Simonim. Let us see, until now, Rashi. There's pictures in the Sichas Chulin, in the Art School, there's pictures also on this Chalik, that the meat is still there, and just the Etzem Halechi was taken away. So that's no problem. So there's no Iker Simonim. The Simonim are still attached to the Besar, to the Bosa that it's always attached to. Let us see Rashi so far. Tumet Saveshet Shanitol Kulei Lekami Porech Vike Iker Simonim. How could this be kosher? Betana Tuna Tana Masnisa De Pirkin Messiah Lei Tuna Kamaitana Didon Artana Nita Lechi Atachten Kosher. So, Iboragaya, Bekivin Shanitol HaLechi Nitlashu HaSimonim. If the Lechi was completely taken away, Shebelechi atachtem heim mechuborim. The simonim are attached to the lechi atachtem. So Rapope is the kasha. How could you say it's kosher? This ikir simonim. So the Gemara asks kosher masni. So good. Yes, kasha. So the Gemara asks, what are you asking on Shmuel? The Mishnah says that nito lechi atachtem is kosher. Kosher masni and diktoni kosher. So Rapopo said, the Mishnah is not Shver. That ayes takashe ikir simoni. Kshenekar habeshit min alechi min aboso. That he said, shenito kulay milechi. He's speaking about that the simon was completely separated from the lechi and the boso. It was completely, that's what he said. Tubit habeshit shenito kulay milechi. It was completely separated. So that ayes takasha. So how could it be kosher? This ikil simonim, and if the simonim are neker, it's not kosher. Oh, you're bringing me a raya nito lechi atachten kosher. That's speaking about how the ego migumi miilavi simonim shenigman halechi min haboso. The lechi, the bone structure of the lechi atachten was cut away from the boso, al min haboso shemutol ala simonim bein alechi vasimin. That means it was cut away from the boso. The boso is still attached. No, the bone is taken away. The lav ikahu. So that's not called ikahu. Shasimonim ma'urim beboso. The simonim are ma'ur. They're attached to the boso. So Memele, the Mishnah is speaking about something else. Elo l'shmuel kasha, but we're back to the kasha. How could Shmuel say such a statement that tubet zaveishet shenito kulei milechi is kosher? There's ikel simonim. So the Gemara says leitei mekuvei elei merubei. Yeah, he didn't mean that the whole tubet zaveishet was separated from the lechi. It means that roiv of the tubet zaveishet was separated from the lechi. But it's still attached. So if it's still attached, it's kosher. Finished. That's called ikir simonim. Ikir means it's completely detached. Here it's speaking about that it's still attached. It's a miut attached. Shmuel alone said, Simonim shenidaldalu berubam treife. You tell me a shtik teire that there's no problem if the simonim, a meat of the simonim are still attached. That's what you tell me. Ruboy could be taken away as long as a meat is attached. You, Shmuel, alone said simonim shenidaldalu berubam. If roiv of the simon was detached and it's still attached, but you said it's treife, so you have a stir in Shmuel. And here he says that tuba tzaveish shenito ruba is kosher. So to stir it. Omar Rav Shisha bereida Rav Idi. So now Rav Shishi Bereid Ravidi said that that's what we said, that Ruba is kosher. And here there's a member of Shmuel that Ruba is right. But the Akpil Ikpuli Hosom the Afrik Afruki. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi Elo Lashmuel Kashe Hodara Popem. Rakuri Shmuel Shver the Kashe Rapope. The way Shmuel said that Nitol, that the Tubet Saveshish Nitol Kula is kosher, the Zikir Simonim, the comma, he said Tubet Saveshish Nitol. The Mashme Shaveshit Levadoi Nitak, the Nitlash Minabosa was the Veshit, starting from the Tubet Saveshit, which is the beginning of the Veshit, was completely separated from the Boso. So now you have Iker Simonim. So the Gemara answers, no. And so we have, so the Gemara says means Ruba. So the Gemara asks, Ay, Shmuel said Simonim, Shenidaldalo Beruba Nistreife. So the Gemara says, Shmuel, that says it's kosher, is speaking about the Akpul Akpuli. So Rashi says, Sheniklaf, it was separated, was peeled, me al habosa. Akpul, kmoi veniklaf, vedoimeloi vekoflu asavonim im sachesoite, that means you peel it, you separate it. If roiv of the veshit is separated from the bosa, and a miut of the veshit is still attached, and that Shmuel said it's kosher. That Shmuel said it's kosher. The ifroi kifruki, but kedovo haneker bekoyach, but if something was not separated gently, it was pulled, that was torn away from the veshit was torn away from the mokim achibo, and it's still, there's a miut that's attached, and there's a roiv that's not attached. Kedovar hanekar bekoyach, shenekar kan ma'at, vekan ma'at adruboy, da oisoi miut ha-mechubor, einoi mechubor biyachat, hilkach lav chibohu, deloi hoderbori. So lechayre, the Ivra in Rashi is, the Ivra in Rashi is as follows. That is true, that if roiv of the veshit is not attached, and the meat is attached, it's kosher. But it matters if the meat is b'mokim echad, so then it can hotabori, it can get healed again. But if the miut, if it was pulled bekoyach, and that means he was successful to tear away roiv of the veshit, but there are still places, there's a miut places in the veshit which are still attached. So such a miut which is not biyachad, it's in the hekev of the veshit is a miut of a few places that are attached. That miut is not capable of getting to heal. That can't heal. If the miut is in one place, so then it can heal. But if the miut is spread out over a few places, it cannot heal. So that's the Ivra in the Gemara. The Ivra in the Gemara is that Shmuel is speaking about that the miut is in one place, and that's if it was separated gently. So you can have roiv was separated, and there's a miut that's mechuba, and that miut will, there's a miut that is mechuba. That miut is mechuba. So memela, so, That miut is mechubar, so then that's enough, that'll be kosher. But if the miut itself is spread out in a few places, that miut is not bekoyach to heal, so then it's treif. That is what Rashi says. Now, I just like to This, it seems, this is the Rehitas Lashon of Rashi. I'd like to just say over the Lashon of the Meiri and how the Rashba brings down Rashi. The Meiri says, Im nisparku bekoyach, if the Veshit was pulled away with force, Ache nekru bimkoymais rabin, that means there's many places in the Veshit that it was torn away from where it's attached to the Lechi. At she'af hamiyot hanisho, the little that's left over, einei b'mokim echot, it's not in one place, or b'shnayim b'shloishim mekaymis, she'rei af hamiyot einei mechuba keroi. So this miyot, since the miyot is spread out in a few places, it's not together, so that is not a good chibur, a good attachment, and it won't heal. That's the case that Shmuel said, Simonim shenidal delum beru bon treife. That means shenekru nisparku bekoya. Neka roiva simen mitzad echad, one benisha miyutay mechuber bemokay mecha, shahamiyut, the miyut ima shehim mo'urim bechol ha-tzavo, the miyut that is attached to the tzavo, so this will ensure that it will remain and it will heal. That's what the Miri says. When the Rashba brings down Rashi, the Rashba says, by Ikpo, which is, that's the case of Shmuel, v'amit mechuber b'mokim echot, the meat is attached to one place. Avol simin shenifrika b'koyach, Mikan or Mikan, it was pulled away here and here. Ba'oi say miyot hanisha loy nisha v'mokim echot. Lefi sha'oi say miyot ein echibot. So the Rehitas Lashon of the Meiri and how the Rashba himself brings down Rashi, we'll come back later to the Lashon of Rashi, would seem that that is the chilik. That if the miyot is biyachad in one place, so Mamela that, so even though Roiv has been torn away, Bimokim Chiburai, but if there's a miyut Bimokim Echot, that will ensure that it can heal. That's not Reife. If it was torn in a few places, and the Roiv of the Veshit is torn in a few places it's attached, this miyut is not Bekoyach to heal the Veshit, and then that's Reife, that was the Memra of Shmuel. Now the Rashba asks a very pertinent question. The Rashba asks, Shmuel said, Niklaf Ruboy is kosher. Niklaf Ruboy is kosher. You don't need the Nakulay. Ruboy is kosher. So the Rashba asks, now how big is this Ruboy? 51%, 91%, 98%. He said a statement, Niklaf Ruboy Kosher. Now this is a very inclusive statement. So the Rashba says, Alner Niklaf Ruboy Kosher, that means 99.9% was Niklaf. It's also kosher. He didn't tell me Stavka 51%. Niklaf Ruboy is kosher. And he didn't specify how big the roiv is and how big the miyut is. So im kainim anachnu, that if 99% of the veshit was niklaf, and there's only left over 1%, and it's good, so what's the maise by nekarikuri? It's not all in one place. There's a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here. So if there's no shear of a little bit, so what's wrong? This kasha the Rashba asks on Rashi. This kasha the Rashba asks, if he said Niklaf Ruboy without a shear, and then, so that means that as long as it's not kuloy, it's kosher. So what's the mila if it's neka? If it was neka v'koyach, it's only a little bit here. So I forget, but a little bit is also enough. Look, the Rashba, that the vote is something else. The vote is that when it was neka v'koyach, So the chelik that's attached is also not attached properly. That's the teretz of the Gemara. It's a chelik if you were pulling it. So you weren't successful to pull off the whole thing. So in most of the places was mamish pulled off. And it's attached in a few places. The chibur in these few places is a shvach chibur. Because since you were pulling on the veshit, so the mokim achibur is not a strong chibur. That's what Shmuel said. Nidaldulu asimonim ayidei akire. If the dildul asimonim was because it was pulled away with force, so then the chelik that's attached is also not attached properly. So then it's treife. Iklav means it was gently separated. So whatever is attached al kaponim. That's how the Rashba says pshat in the Gemara. But that's the chmir. This is a Rashba. This is not Rashi. Now let us again look in the lashon of Rashi. The ifreik afruki. So Rashi says ki davar hanekar bekoyach. So the Chof HaDimyon would seem, not that it was nekar b'koyach. It looks like something that's nekar b'koyach, sh'nekar kan miyad, v'kan miyad, ad ruboy. The oisei, mi yata mechubar, eini mechubar b'yachad. The Loshon of Rashi would seem not like the Rashba. The Loshon of Rashi would seem that the chilek is, if it's in the meat is in a few places, or it's together. The Rashba is a merdike kashet. I mean, he never said a shir how small the meat could be. But the Lashon of Rashi would be mashmul chen, not like the Rashba. Hilkech labchibahu de lehoda bori. I think others bring down that the Mesekel Yezer that Rashi means like the Rashba, but the Lashon of Rashi would not seem that Rashi holds like the Rashba. Okay, now before we see Taisvis, I'd like to learn over the Gemara and with the Gilsas Habach, then we'll be able to appreciate Tosfos. Let us start from the Gemara, the line before the base of the Bach. Ela l'shmuel kasha. The Gemara asked Akasha, Shmuel had said that tubet aveshet shenitol kuloi melechi kosha. If the Tubet HaVeshit was taken completely away from the Lechi, it's completely separated from the Lechi, it's kosher. And on that, Rav Poppe asked Akasha, Rav Poppe said, Iker Simonim, I mean, how could it be kosher? The simon was neka. Fine. So the Gemara says, Ela l'shmuel kasha. So the Gemara answers, Leiteime kuloi, Ella Ema Ruboy. That's what? That Rav of the Simen was taken away, and the Miut of the Simen is attached. Now let's look in the Bach. V'nichtav v'tzides svarim acherim. Now he's going to add something which was in the Gemara. V'omar Shmuel tubitz aveshet beruboy. Shmuel said, and Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Tubitz Aveshet Berubai. Now let us understand what the Gemara is asking Akasha. We had learned and Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Like this, we have a klal that the talfis of the Veshet is, the Nekuvas Aveshet is B'mashil. That means if the Veshet is a minute hole in the Veshet, It's nitraf b'mashim. Shmuel said tubat haveshit, which means the chelik from the veshit to where it gets attached to the lechi. There's a small chelik that's berubai, and Shmuel helped. That is not veshit. That's tubat haveshit. That's something else. That's berubai. So it means that roiv of the tubits has to be nifsak in order for it to become treif. Fine, that was a member of Shmuel. So now, before we say pshat in the Gemara's kasha, so we have here a member of Shmuel, Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, that Shmuel said, the tubitz aveshet, that was nifsak rubai, that means roiv of the tubitz was cut, it's treif. Here we have a memra of Shmuel. Rive of the two bits was detached. It wasn't cut. The thing is complete. There's no holes in the two bits. There's nothing. But it was detached from the makim chiburi. It was detached. Rive of the two bits was detached mi makim chiburi. Here Shmuel said it is kosher. So we have Akasha, the Gemara asks, how you Shmuel, how could you say if Roiv is detached, it's kosher? You yourself said if Roiv of the two bits is cut, it's great. This is Akasha. This is Akasha that the Gemara asks. This is Akasha that the Bach is goyis. Now, between you and me, the Rashba says the Kasha doesn't begin. These are two different dinim. There's one din if the organ, the vation, got cut. They said if life of it is cut, it's treifer. There's another din, nothing happened to it. It got detached, mimokim chibur, the organ, the vation, and the tubit is shalem. Nothing happened to it. But it's got detached from the mimokim chibur, but it's still attached. Life is detached and the meat is attached. So there's a kasha. So yes, Akasha, who Shmuel said if Nivsak Aveshit, Tubat Aveshit, Beruboy, it is treif. And then here he says that if Roiv is detached, it's kosher. So really the Kasha, I mean the Rashba says he doesn't understand the Kasha, it's not Kasha. So now let's look in the Bach. So the Bach brings down, V'ha'omar Shmuel, the Rach was Goyres, and Taisus was Goyres like this Gilsa. Omar Shmuel Tubet Saveshit Berubai, that means if Roiv was Nifsak. So the Gemara answers, Hoda Akpalik Bully, Hoda Inkim and Kubi. So the Gemara says this Tarek. The Gemara says that this is a big chilek. If it was Akpalik Bully, means if it was separated, nothing happened to the Veshit. The Veshit and the Tubits are Sholem. No, it's only separated Mimokim Chibure. So that Shmuel said, but if it's still attached, it's good. But if the etzim, that what Shmuel said, it's straight. If there was a nekev in the tubits, in roiv, that means there's a cut in the tubits. So that means that there's a damage to the etzim organ. So there he said it's straight. So that's the Gemara's teretz. And then the Gemara is the second kasha. But simonim shenidalvelu beruban treif, afilu it's detached, it's also treif, if it's beruban, and that the Gemara says it matters how it's detached, if it was separated gently, or was pulled off bekoyach, if it's pulled off bekoyach, then it will not be able to heal. Fine, this is the Gemara, this was Taisus Gilsi. Now let us see Taisus. Va'ika ikur simonim. The Gemara asked Akasha on Shmuel. Shmuel, how could you say if the tubit aveshit was nitol, was separated from the mimokim chiburai, from where it's attached, how could you say it's kosher? Va'ika ikur simonim. There's ikur simonim. It was... The Simonim were nekev. Now, let us just refresh our memory, and then we'll understand that we have a Meridike Gemara over here, a problematic Gemara. There's a Machloikis, Rashi, and the Bahag. What is the problem if the Simonim are nekev? The Simon is detached. You have a Simon. It's detached. What is the problem? So Rashi holds, if the simen is detached, mimokim chaburi, it's treif. This is Tartalfus. That means if it's not attached, it's here, it's treif. If it's not attached, mimokim chaburi, it is treif. That is what Rashi holds. The Bahag says, it is not treif. It is not treif. It doesn't become treif by becoming detached. Now what is the problem if it's detached? You can't make a ma'aser shechita on it. A detached simen is posel lishchot. And he said, even Nochmer, afilu you have one simen is detached and I shecht the other one, so the subsum It's a psul in the meiser schritte. The schritte, but it's not treif. It's not treif. But you can't make a meiser schritte, so what are you going to do? You can't make a meiser schritte if a simon is detached. So now, when we learn the Gemara, here it says that tubitz aveshit shenital is kosher. So now the Papa started asking, how could it be kosher? The simonim are detached. So what is the problem? So we have to learn Elach. According to Rashi, the kasha is, it's treif. According to the Bahag, the kasha is, you can't make a ma'aseh shechita. That's how we have to learn the Gemara. Okay. Now let us see Tosfos. Ve'ikar ikar simonim. Le'perish akuntres de'perik amen. Rashi in the first parak, the be'ikar simonim have a treif. That's the kasha. Tema. So Tosfos asks, the hecha pshitalei to have a treif. Al kochach eina nitrefes betuvet aveshet benekev ba'alme kemoi beveshet atzmoi kemoi kein neymo denitol kuloi kshero. That means Tosfos is asking Akasha like this. There's veshet and there's tubetz aveshet. Tubetz aveshet is an extension of the veshet. Now we're talking about treif. Treif means if this occurs to the animal, it's treif. It's finished. It's there's no refuah. That's a tight treif. Now, ikar hasimonim is treif. So what does that mean? If the simon was neka, it's treif. Fine. Now, we know the veshet is a simon. The kone is a simon. These are the two simonim. Here we're talking about the tubit aveshet, which is not the veshet. V'horaye, let's make a cheshbon nefesh. There'll be a hole in the veshet, it's treif. There's a hole in the tubit aveshet, according to Shmuel, it's not treif. Right? So we see the tubit aveshet does not have a din veshet. So where did Rapop ever kash? Ooh, you said if the tubit aveshet was detached, It's kosher. If a simon is detached, it's treif. So, okay, that's good. That's a din simonim. Here the simon wasn't detached. The veshet wasn't detached. The tubitz was detached. And you're saying, if this was detached, the behemoth becomes treif. Where did you see this that it becomes treif? Where did you see that this is matrif the animal? Even though this is the roish aveshet, but treif means something else. Treif means when this occurs, The behemoth is will never live again. So, how do you know this? If the tubitz was detached, it'll never live. I'll tell you. It's detached, you can attach it again. Treif means there's no, it can never be healed again. So that's a din in simonim. It's a din in the veshet. It's a din in the kone. That's a din. Ikar hasimonim. He was speaking about that the tubitz was detached. How did the Gemara know that this is also treif? And you see the talbis of the veshet and the talbis of the tubitz are two different things. The talbis of the veshet is b'mashul. The talbis of the tubitz is b'roiv. So you see, it's not a simon. Sakneska kasha, ikar simonim is matrif the veim. That's a din in simonim. That's Tosfos kasha. Tema. If the psul of ikar simonim means that it's matter of the behemah, so how do you know that? Al kochach eina nitrefes betubet aveshet benekeb gam kamei veshet asma. You see, in dinei trefe, the tubet does not have the same halacha like the veshet. So how can you ask a kasha? Nitol simonim is kasha. It says nitol simonim. Ikar simonim is treif. So how could Shmuel say that nitol tubetz aveshet shenitol is kasha? That's a din in simonim. this is a din, and this is not the simon, it's not the simon that was detached. Vechitayma desvirulei deloi goga, mishmutas agageres shehitreife, zehu doichik godo. Now, let us explain what Tosis wanted to say, because we have a problem in Rashi here. Let's go to the Gargeres, the Kone. The Kone, the Psul Treifes of the Kone is Berubai. That's what we had that afternoon. The Nifsak Rubai by the Gargeres, by the Kone, is Treif. If the Gargeres is Nishmat, Nishmat HaGargeres means that the Gargeres was detached Mimokim Chiburai, we have a Gemara Daf Chof Chesam Medalef, it's also Treif. So now we have, by the Gargeres, we have two Halachas. By the Gargeres we have that Nifsak Ruboi is Treif. By the Gargeres we have, if that was Nishmat, it's also Treif. Fine. So now the Gemara is Takasha, oh, the two Betaveshit is similar to the Gargeres. Because Nifsak Berubai is Treif. So, if that is the case, so Nishmat HaTubitz also should be Treif. So Taisa says that's mamish, that's a very big Deichik. You're comparing Galoches. I mean, Treif is this, there's different dinim of Treif. Just since, Nifsak Tubitz Aveshit is Berubai, so that means that there's all the Galoches of the Gargeres. And if Nishmat HaGargeres is Treif, so Nishmat HaTubitz also is to be Treif. Where'd you get such a thing? It is a similarity that Nifsak Tubitz HaVeshit is Berubai, just like the Gargeres. But now there's another din in the Gargeres that Nishmat HaGargeres is Treif. So from that you can build that Nishmat Tubitz HaVeshit is Treif. That's what I'm saying. Zeu Doiche Godel. Now Tosfos is, now we mentioned before that Tosfos has a girsa in the Gemara like the Bach. Now let us see the Gemara. What does the Gemara answer? So, if we'll say this, you're saying that the Gemara is medame mitas atubit le nifsak atubit. That's how the Gemara is medame. And just like nifsak atubit beruboy, or nifsak agegeres beruboy, it is nishmat is treif. So the same thing by the tubit aveshit. So what did the Gemara answer? Loi kashe. No, so the Gemara answered Ela Shmuel kashe. Loi teime kuloi Ela eima ruboi. So the Gemara says that what? That roiv of the tubit was nishmat. So fraktois was the kamishani de berubai ksheirem Af al pi the psukas agageres tnan berubai treifem. So Tosfos asks Akasha if the Gemara compared these two things. So we see from the teretz of the Gemara, that they're not the same. That the Tubetz Aveshit is not the same like the Gargeres. Because here you tell me that Rubai is kosher, and we see Psukas HaGargeres, Berubai is Treife. The Gemara is going to ask Akasha, oh, Shmuel said that Psukas HaTarbetz is also Berubai. That's the next Kasha. But before the next Kasha, the Gemara held that by the Veshit, by the Talbot's Aveshit, Rubai is kosher, before the next kosher. And you see by the Gargaris that Ruboi is striped. So you see clearly that you can't compare the Talmud Savashid to the Gargaris. Fine. Ule Perish Halachis Gdoilis. But now Taisvi says, but according to the Halachis Dos, according to the Bahag, Borich Shapel, now the Gemara has, is a very good kasha. The Iker Simonim, the kasha is not, that the Iker is Matrif the Behemah. Now, Afo Gavdolei have a treifer bishmuta zu, Mikol Mokim Bamei Yikosher, Kimendein Loi Heter Bishchite. But according to the Baal Halachis Gdoilis, Taisvi says, our Gemara is a Mordeke Raya to the Baal Halachis Gdoilis. It's not, it doesn't become treif when it's detached. But the din is, if the simon is detached, they can't make a meiser shchita on it. So Mamela, so the Gemara is asking a Mordeke Kasha on Shmuel, the Talbot's Aveshit was detached. Now the Aveshit is not attached anymore. A Aveshit that is not attached, you can't make a meiser shchita. You can't make a meiser shchita. So the Gemara is asking a Mordeke Kasha on Shmuel, how could you say it's kosher? How could it be kosher? You can't shecht. That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So Bekitzer, Tosfos said as follows. If you learn like Rashi, that Iker Simonim, the psul, is a psul treifes, so then I have a big problem, Tosfos says, according to Rashi. Because Iker, that's a din in Iker Simonim. The Gargeres, he not Iker the Simon. The Talmud Salvation. How do you know that's Matrix? That Tosfos had a kasha on Rashi. It's very shver on Rashi. But according to the Bahag, the Gemara is asking a Mordeke kasha. How can you say it's kosher? You can't shech a behemoth if the simon is Mecca. Gewaldig. That's the Gemara's kasha. Umiyu kosher leperish halachas toiles. But now Tosfos says, so when we learn the beginning of the Gemara, the Gemara is Mordeke Shmak according to the halachas gedoilis, it's shver according to Rashi. But now, let's go further. When the Gemara asked Akashe for Omar Rabbe Bar Bachona Omar Shmuel, Simonim Shenidaldalu Berubom Treifa. If Roiv of the Simon was separated, it's Treif. Now, this Gemara is a Shrek according to the Bahag. The Bahag says a simon that is separated is not treif. Here we have an often the Gemara, a member of Rabbi Bar Bachone, that said that it's treif. Now, how does this stem with the Bahag? The beginning of the Gemara is Meredic according to the Bahag. But now all of a sudden at the end of the Gemara, we bring a member of Rabbi Bar Bachone that said, Simonim Shinindaldalu Berubam Treifo, and the Bahag holds if the simon is necker completely. It's not treif. It's not treif. You can't make a meiser shchita, but it's not treif. It's not treif. So mamela umiyu kosher leperish halachas toilis. The my porich v'amarav b'avachon simonim shenidaldu berubon treif. Lefi amakshin, according to this makshin, tikshalei arav b'avachon gufim. The Gemara didn't. It's not a kasha and shmul, it's a kasha and rabba bar bachone. The treifa have a bohochi in kain mau iker simonim, in kain mau iker the kaimelon delay have a treifa, or shen shchita my eldest boy. So memele, so this is a mordeke kasha. So how did the makshin understand rabba bar bachone? Yes, king a kasha and rabba bar bachone and shmul. Rabbi Babachone says that that it's treif and Iker Simonim is not treif. Umiyu. Now Tosfos is going to go and we said that Tosfos has a gilsa. What I'm saying over another side of some Tosfos is pshat and Tosfos that as follows. We had mentioned before the Bach had a girsa in the Gemara. The Gemara is Takasha and Shmuel. Shmuel said that if it was nitel ruboy in his kosher. And Shmuel himself said, nifsak beruboy by the Talmud Tabeshet, it is treif. So the Gemara answered, so here we have this one gilse, ha de ikpel ikpuli, ha de inkib inkuli. The Gemara said there's a difference if it was separated, so that means that the whole veshit is shalem, no, it was separated mimokim chiburi, and ha de inkib inkuli means that it was, there was a cut in the veshit. There's a cut in the veshit, and it's treif, if it's separated mokim chiburi, it is kosher. Now, there was another girsa in the Gemara, which means the same thing. But the girsa was, ha de ikpol ikpuli, ha de idaldal iduli. Ha de idaldal iduli, ha de inkib inkuli. Instead of akpol ikpuli, there was idaldal iduli, which also means the same thing. That here it was separated, and here there was a cut in the basin. Now, this is what Tesis is going to say. Meal. Taisu says, "Via svarim de garsi mikore lekashe, ha de idaldel iduli, ha de inkov inkuli." That means the Gemara asked the kashe. Shmuel said, "Tarbet aveshet shenipsak is treif, the huba is treif," and that's and here he says that if it was separated, it's the huba it's kosher. So the Gemara answered, "Ha de idaldel iduli, if it's separated." Take kosher, had the nikkev in kubi, but if it was cut, it's treif. So according to this gilsa, yesh loyma sheyedeya hamakshin ki the masik lipsay. The makshin, when the makshin asked the kasher, he knew the rabbe babachona airi the ifrik ifruki bekoyach kan maat vekan maat deloyhod rabori. That if it's separated in many places and only a little bit is left over. That is take treife. The ikar simonim dlei have treife, the akpul akpuli benachas malabos. So now, that means like this, that the maskones hagemore is, that if the veshit and the talbots was torn mimokim chaburoi, and it was torn in many places, it's only a little bit attached, and the way we said from the Rajba, perhaps, that the little bit that's attached is also not completely attached. That could be, that is matrif the behemoth, if it was separated bekoyach. If it was akpolik bule, if it was just peeled away, Mimokim chiburi, that is not treif. So the maskones are gemore, that the gemore differentiates how it was detached, bekoyach or benachas, that determines if it's treif or it's only ikir simone. So lefia emes, that's like the teretz of the kasha. The bahak says that ikir simonim is not treif. Rabbi Barbachone said that it is treif. Simon Mishinidalvu is treif. So for Yemis it's very good. But for Yemis it matters how it became detached. If it was detached gently, it's not treif. If it was detached because it is treif. So then everything would be good. But the whole kash of the Gemara was from the Lashon of the Tarzan, that Hidalvu Iduli, that Shmuel is also speaking about, when it was detached, bekoyach. That's the kash of the Gemara. Come up and pour me dildo. The Rabbi Barbachon, our Lord, and dildo, sheisker ametaret. The chayzim aforish loy the dildo, shamarti einike shal Rabbi Barbachon. The Gemara answers, no. This was a slip of the tongue that the dildo that I said according to Shmuel's kosher means the akpolik puli. It means it was detached benachas. Rabbi Babachon is speaking about that it was not detached benachas, it was detached bekoyach. Avol is forim the gorsi bosva mashmul berubai loikash adin kivin kuvi adik polak puli. But those who are not goyres, idaldoli duli. The goyres ikpolik puli. That's the Bach's gilsa. So then we have to understand what the Gemara's kasha was.
Rein kosher le peirish rabbein chananu, the mefosh different yifrugi means something else legamri, she nifridu asimonim ze mizeh, it means something else that the veish, normally the veishit and the kona are attached one to the other, they were separated one from the other. Like a meme shemaksha yedei emisim ken ava poch midi, so memele, according to that, so this is very shver on the Bahad. Here we see that Rabbi Baba Chanan says that Nidaldalu Reiva Simonim is treif, and the Bahak says Ikra Simonim is not treif. You can make a Maisa Shvit, but it's not treif. Yeshlami Dechi Korach Mi Rabbi Baba Chanan, Abba Motsu Lomayim Bele Taimech, Tikshuot the Rabbi Baba Chanan Gupi, I treif, Havi Ikra Simonim, Mecha Meshkachas, Eina Chanam is a Gemorka the best discussion. Let us go further. Upsukas Agageres. We had in the Mishnah Psukas Agageres. Tone Kamo Psukas Agageres Berubo. That if Roiv of the Gageres is Nifsak, it is Treif. Vekamo Rubo Rav Omar Roiv Ovya for Omri lo Roy Chalola. Now, I don't know if we have time to learn Rashi, but I'll compone him. We should understand the Gemara. The Sichas Chulin, the Sichas Chulin Ha'oruch, and Daf Kuf Lamed Beis explains this Gemara as follows. Do you have a picture also? Your picture, yeah, okay. The Gargeres, the Kone, looks like a, but the Agavuch, let us just say what we're speaking about. Here we're speaking about that the behemoth is lying on its back, and this is the chelik that's facing what the sheikh. We're talking about treifas over here, but this is the top chelik, and this is the bottom chelik. Now, the gargeres is made like a horseshoe. That means it is thick on the top, and it doesn't cover the whole. The kone is the kone inside the gargeres, which is made out of basar. And the outside, there's a cartilage chelik which surrounds the kone, and on the top, it is thicker, and on the bottom, it doesn't even cover guns, on the bottom, it is not thicker. So now, if we're speaking that the oivy of the gargeres, roiv of the oivy was cut in order for it to be played. So there are two mahalchim, how to measure the oivy of the gargeres. You could measure the oivy of the gargeres starting from the top of the gargeres, which is thicker than the bottom. If this is metzurif to roi, so you have this chelik over here, and then you have two, you cheshbon from the outer circumference of the gargeres, which is thicker on the top, so you have roiv before roiv of the cholol. If you only measure the cholol alone, the cone in between, so roiv starts later, and if you start from the oivi gargeres, so roiv was nifsak, even though it's the still left over of the cholol, either chatziya cholol or perhaps even roiv of the cholol, and that is the shaila of the Gemara when it said nipsak hagargeres. Does that roiv? You need roiv of the gargeres, roiv uvia. That means you take into consideration the oivi of the chelik, which is cartilage, and that's mitzuruf to roiv till the cholol. So you have. It is not roiv of the cholo. Omri lo, roiv chalolom. So that is the shaila. These two mahalchim, what Rav held.